Good evening, good evening. Welcome to our Daily Bread. Let me first off welcome any of those who may be new around here. Let me take a few moments to say you are welcome, and we appreciate you spending a little time with us here this Wednesday evening for our series entitled The Daily Bread. And also, I just want to take a few moments to thank each and every one of you that continues to listen in every Wednesday on a continual basis. Amen. I thank you. The pastors thank you. The members of Versus Kingdom Family Church thanks you. Amen. I was speaking to the pastors the other day and telling him that the numbers of folks that are listening in have been very high, especially since we went down to just one message on Wednesday evenings. You know, back when COVID hit, we were doing the Daily Bread every day, and our numbers weren't so good, so to speak, but you know, there was a lot going on. COVID was rampant. Amen. But we returned to in-person service, which doesn't seem too long ago, on Sunday mornings at the Baca Center at 10 a.m. And the Lord impressed Pastor Jesse just to stream back Wednesday evenings for the Daily Bread. Well, come to find out, more folks were tuning in and listening than I want to say a good majority of the time that we were doing it every day. So, for those of you who continually tune in every Wednesday, we say thank you so much. We appreciate your faithfulness. Ultimately, God sees that, and that's what's most important. So, we say thank you so much. And as always, at Versus Kingdom Family Church, we always make this confession when we start our service every Sunday morning and when we start the Daily Bread here, is that where the Word of God will change my life and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. We have a part to play in that confession, as well as taking action with that confession, and that is getting into our Bible. Amen. Spending time with the Lord. Amen. Again, I welcome everyone here this Wednesday evening. It's already January the 24th. I don't know about you, but it seems like already this January is flying by. Just a quick reminder, next Wednesday will be our healing service. We do our healing service every last Wednesday of the month. Amen. So if between now and next Wednesday, you come across a loved one, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, your mom or your dad, and they mention that they're a little bit under the weather, or they're fighting symptoms, or they woke up and something was aching, or they had a pain here, encourage them, invite them to listen in next Wednesday for our healing service. Amen. The Lord shows up every Wednesday, every last Wednesday of the month in our healing service. Amen. So tune in and invite someone. Amen. Before I jump into this small little devotional that I have for you this evening, just want to get you caught up on a few things. Romans 8:28, that is the scripture the Lord gave Pastor Jesse for this year. Amen. That's our scripture that we are taking into this new year. Amen. Again, that's Romans 8:28. Amen. Jot that down. Look it up later on this evening or later on this week. Amen. And the Lord also gave Pastor Jesse, do more. Do more in 2024. Amen. A lot of ministers are saying, do this and do that. Amen. But the Lord impressed on Pastor Jesse to do more in 2024. And you might be thinking to yourself, Well, what does that mean? Do more. Do more of what? Do more of everything. Amen? But with everything, you can always take baby steps. Maybe you can spend a little more time reading your Bible. Amen? That's pretty much an easy one to start. Or spend a little extra time in your devotionals. Amen? Spend a little more extra time in prayer with the Lord. Amen? Giving a little bit more extra in your offerings this year. Amen? Everything that pertains to your daily walk with the Lord, we can all do a little more. Amen? So we encourage you to get a hold of Romans 8:28 and get a hold of our motto for this year, which is do more in 2024. Amen? And we're not asking you to do anything crazy. Amen? But like I said, just start where you're at. Start baby steps. Amen? Spending a little extra time in the Word. Amen? Being a little bit more of a witness when you're out and about, maybe sharing what you heard here on the Daily Bread, or inviting someone to come to church on Sundays at 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. Amen? Every little thing that we go through on a daily basis, you know, God gives us an opportunity to do a little more. Amen? So that's all we're asking. Amen? So, not to take up too much more of your time this evening. Amen? I do have a small devotional that I'd like to share with you, and then we will be on our way. Amen? I'm reading out of Faith Food Devotions by Pastor Hagen, Kenneth E. Hagen. Amen? And the scripture that I am going to give you and read to you, you can write down and look it up later. Amen? Or can follow along. It's found in Mark 16 and the verses 15, 17, and 18. Amen? This little devotional this evening is entitled Delegated. Amen? Delegated. And it says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world, preaching the gospel to every creature. And these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen? That's the Lord telling us what we have through his name, through the power of his name. Amen? It says, Jesus delegated the power and authority in his name to, quote, them that believe. Another quote. Them that believe. It says, some have regulated spiritual authority exclusively to preachers mightily used of God. Amen? It says, some have regulated spiritual authority exclusively to preachers mightily used of God. But this passage of scripture isn't just talking about evangelists, pastors, or others in the ministry. It's talking about the entire body of Christ, the believing ones. Amen? Again, it's talking about the entire body of Christ, the believing ones. It says authority is invested in the name of Jesus. And authority is invested, in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ upon earth. Some of us have touched that authority now and then, but none of us have been able to abide in it like God wants. However, I am thoroughly convinced that in these last days, just before Jesus comes, there will arise a body of believers who will learn how to take advantage of all that belongs to them in the name of Jesus, that name which is above every other name. Amen? And you might be thinking to yourself, Andrew, what does all of this have to do with me this evening? And that's a very good question. But I'm going to read this last part again because it bears repeating. It says, however, I am thoroughly convinced that in these last days, that's us, we are in the last days. Amen? It says, just before Jesus comes, which he is. Amen? It says, there will arise a body of believers who will learn how to take advantage of all that belongs to them in the name of Jesus. That's you, that's me. Amen? I don't know about you, but I would be raising my hand to say, yes, I want to be one of those believers who is learning how to take advantage of all that belongs to me in the name of Jesus. Amen? And I pray you feel the same way. Amen? And it says, that name which is above every name. Amen? So if you take anything away from this evening's delegated small devotional, is that we are in the last days. Amen? Jesus, his name has the power over everything as we learn how to use it. Amen? And that we are in the last days. Amen? And in these last days, God wants us to be equipped with everything we need to make this last run, so to speak, before he returns. Amen? And we can do that by his name, the name of Jesus. Amen? So make this confession with me. Say, I am a believing one. I am a believing one. Say, and these signs in Mark 16 and 18 will follow me. Say that. Say, these signs in Mark 16, 17, and 18 will follow me. Amen? Say, I will learn and know how to take advantage of the name that belongs to me. Amen? Say that. Say, I will learn and know how to take advantage of the name that belongs to me. Amen? And finally, say, the name which is above every name. Amen? Say that, the name which is above every name. Amen? So I hope you got a little bit out of this evening's devotional. Amen? I encourage you to just do a little more. Amen? It only takes a little bit of time. Amen? I mentioned in the past that I used to get up a little bit earlier than normal to get into my Bible. Amen? But as of this year, I switched things up, and now I do all of my devotionals before I get ready to go to bed, which I'm kind of proud of myself. I don't get tired. I don't get sleepy. I don't cut any corners. Amen. But I take that little bit of extra before I call it a night and read my Bible and get into my devotionals. Amen. So it's doable. Amen. We just have to do our part. Amen. And we just want to say thank you for continually listening in. Amen. And if you are in the Austin area or close to Round Rock, amen, we encourage you to come out every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. Amen. Come be a part of our worship service. Amen. And if you can't, or you reside in another state, amen, we do have our YouTube channel up. Amen. We have a link here on our website, and we have all the information how to get there. Amen. So if you can't be with us in person, definitely tune in to our YouTube. Every Sunday evening we post that. Amen. It's just a way, another way you can stay connected with us. Amen. All of our information for Instagram is on this on our website. Also, if you are on Instagram, amen, we post a little scripture every Monday, amen, and then we give a daily scripture every day throughout the week in the story section, just to give you a little encouragement, like the daily bread that we do here on Wednesday evenings. Amen. So stay connected with us. Amen. We are doing everything possible that we can to spread the gospel, especially this year. Amen. And that we want to be a part of this last great harvest. Amen. That is us sending finances to the missionaries that we support around the world. Amen. And spreading the gospel through our YouTube channel. Amen. We are using all of the tools that God has given to us to the best of our ability. Amen. So we pray you have a blessed rest of this week. I know here in Texas, we've been kind of soggy. I have a habit of keeping up with the weather. So I know California has been getting a lot of rain. The East Coast has been getting a lot of snow. So whatever climate you are in, we pray for safety. We pray you stay warm. Amen. And of course, we continually keep you in our prayers that you are safe. Amen. And that the blood of Jesus covers you and watches over you. Amen. So have a blessed rest of the week. As always, keep the pastors in your prayers. Amen. We look forward to seeing each and every one of you this Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Baca Center in Round Rock. Amen. Have a blessed, blessed, blessed rest of the week. We look forward to seeing you back here next Wednesday for our healing service. Amen. If you need to get a hold of us or have a prayer request or a praise report, amen, all that information can be found right on our website. Amen. So again, have a blessed week. Stay warm. Stay prayed up. Again, we are doing more in 2024. Amen. Romans 8:28 is our scripture for the year. Amen. So be blessed. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday for our healing service. And we look forward to seeing each and every one of you this Sunday, 10 a.m. at the Baca Center. Amen. Have a blessed week.